Now, the rest of the story. In the hottest of a hell called World War II, 34th Division Headquarters received the incredible news. General Mark Clark himself was in transit from Rome. He was coming to honor the 100th Infantry Battalion with a coveted Distinguished Unit Citation. Now, this was a remarkable tribute, but that was a remarkable bunch of soldiers. The Purple Heart Battalion, they'd been nicknamed by admiring American home folks, for they'd landed on the beaches of Salerno, Italy in September of 43, and with only the battles of Cassino and Anzio under their ammo belts, that one unit, 1,300 men, had accumulated more than 1,000 Purple Hearts and almost 100 Bronze Stars and 73 Silver Stars. Soon they would be joined by the explosive 442nd Regimental Combat Team, and their combined forces would comprise one of the most effective fighting machines in the history of warfare. Their battle cry became Gopher Broke, and they did. In fight after fight, they fought like demons. They were soon the most decorated units ever to serve in the United States Army. Routinely, they ignored their wounds. They charged into battle with injuries that would have sent most soldiers home. After liberating the French town of Boyer, the 442nd was summoned to rescue a unit from the 141st Infantry, a tough Texas outfit that would become known as the Lost Battalion. Just east of Bien-Tontaine, the Texans were surrounded by Germans. They were being chopped to pieces by deadly fire from 360 degrees, but promptly the 442nd plunged into what would be remembered as their fiercest fighting of that war, and 200 died, and 600 were wounded. Casualties exceeded the number of Texans rescued. But when the smoke had cleared, the survivors of the Lost Battalion greeted their rescuers with tearful gratitude. "God bless you," the Texas soldiers kept saying over and over again. And considering their accomplishments, the heroic 442nd did indeed seem blessed. By the end of the Second World War, the combined 100th and 442nd had lost 650, with almost 9,000 wounded. They had earned a Medal of Honor, 47 Distinguished Service Crosses, 354 Silver Medals, 3,600 Purple Hearts, more than 5,000 medals in all. In the decades since then, this rip-roaring regiment has become a military legend, and yet all you've just heard happened. The soldiers of the Purple Heart Battalion and the fire-eating 442nd fought as no other troops in that war, with ferocious intensity, as though they had something to prove. Because they had something to prove. You see, they were recruited entirely from the same hated, suspected, and displaced minority. They had volunteered, many of them, from behind the barbed wire of internment camps in the United States, where they had been herded, where they had left their families voluntarily to go off to war to demonstrate to their American countrymen that they loved this land too. They were U.S.-born citizens, but they were by heritage Japanese. And so they fought twice as hard. And now you know the rest of the story.